In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Very interesting readings today. All three. We have Elijah's successor. We have, in the Galatians, Paul preaching about what Christianity is and how we're to follow it. And we have Christ in the Gospel talking about leading people and what it is to be a follower. It's been rather interesting, you know, Jen and I just coming back from vacation. It was kind of a surreal experience. We actually drove through Orlando, and as we drove through, you know, I actually was praying for those that lost their lives at Pulse. And when we arrived at our destination, I heard that nobody that's a conservative should be praying for them. That was by the LGBTQ community. I got into our vacation home, and my sister and I got into a conversation. And the conversation quickly turned to me being a bigot and a hater. Again, for the LGBTQ community. And that has really caused me to actually look at the second reading that we have today for Galatians. What is Paul saying in there? How are we actually Christians if we go through and say, well, love wins, but you're not part of us, so in essence, screw you. How is that love wins? How is that being patient? How is that being compassionate? In the same instance, we hear in the Gospel, Christ actually saying, no man who puts hand to the plow and turns back is worthy of the kingdom. Yet I think as Christians, there are a great number of us that want the name Christian and say, well, that's good enough. They can call me a Christian, but I don't really believe what they believe. The religion is too rigid. Those rules don't apply to me. It's kind of strange. The Brexit, the Britain's exit from the United Kingdom, is very much the same thing. People are fed up with others having rules for them. Because there's a great disconnect between the political class and the people themselves. Much the same way the Episcopal Church, there's a disconnect between conservatives and liberals. There's a disconnect between the Orthodox and the Protestant. There's a disconnect between the Roman Catholics and the Lutherans. How is that Christ? How is that love wins? What has it won? The right to do whatever makes you feel good? The right to belittle somebody else who doesn't see eye to eye with you? This has all happened before. People like Saint Benedict and Saint Francis and many of the saints became so fed up with culture at the time, they walked out into the wilderness. They saw that as being the best way to serve God. And they lived apart. And around them, a great awakening took place. Monasteries were built. People followed the rules they lived by. They became great communities. serving Christ to a point that love truly won. The sick were cared for. The hungry were fed. Yes, there was fighting. The monks didn't always see eye to eye. But there was compassion. There was reconciliation. There was a coming back together. There was a forgiveness. And it was a pattern for the whole church. Traveling in an airplane is very easy to see the beauty of the world at 32,000 feet. Not just the land, but the clouds and everything else. Walking through the old town, when you look at yourself as an individual, it's easy to see the beauty of the history and be lost in that. When you add people in, it gets hard. You get jostled about. You get called names. You get degraded and disappointed. You can never bring yourself up to a level of superiority as a Christian. That's not what it's about. Paul talks a great deal about we are no longer slave nor free, Greek nor Jew. That comes from being with our fellow people, continuing to walk together and caring for one another, not being LGBTQ Christians, not being Franciscan Christians, not being Benedictine Christians, not being Episcopal, not being Catholic, not being Lutheran. What do we hear? Do not yoke yourself to something else and become a slave to it. Yet that is what we do every single day. Why? Why must somebody else's opinion be more valid than our own? Especially if we're considered conservative Christians. Why must we throw out all teachings that have come before? Why is there no place for that if love wins? Don't really have the answers. But I have put my hand to the plow, and I refuse to turn back. And I will continue to walk with my fellow brothers and sisters of humanity. And I will endeavor to follow Christ, who is Lord. That's being Christian. It's speaking a word into the difficult times. And it's caring for others more than ourselves. Not that they get everything they want. Not that we get everything we want. But that compassion, mercy, and grace abound. Luther used to say, "Sin boldly so that grace may be abundant." I say, remember that Christ said, "I am sending you out into the world. Be wise as serpents and gentle as doves." Amen.